Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Why'd you buy pre-rip pants?
Because it looked cool when I got them, but now it doesn't. Now it looks like I got in a fight.
Matt, why are we wearing gray sweatpants and green socks?
Oh, look at us matching.
Wow.
Didn't even plan on it.
And then you're matching your couch and he's matching his couch.
Whoa.
What the hell is going on? Turn off these cameras.
She's back.
Do you put anything in your cargo pants?
I always use my cargo pants.
What are we putting in there?
Honestly, it's just usually keys, and I like having my wallet in the cargo pant.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you don't forget that it's in the cargo pant.
Well, also just like anything. I kind of just like knowing that it's on the side. I don't like sitting on my wallet, so I always take it out of my back pocket when I sit.
Yes.
And I don't like it in the front. Right now I have it in the front, but I should transfer over to the wallet.
Ever since...
It just reminded me.
Ever since I wore... There was a video that I posted. It was either a story or TikTok. I posted a video of me wearing cargo pants, and everybody was shitting on my pants about like the cargo
pants.
So yeah, now like, I don't know if you've noticed. I don't like wear a lot of cargo pants
anymore. Dude, cargo pants are...
I thought they were it until I got fucking roasted on the internet.
He can rock cargo pants because he's out doing stuff.
Yeah.
He's working on his car.
Yeah, I have shit in my pockets.
But are you like what's the word?
Well, he's not carrying a fucking hammer in his pocket or tools on him.
But he could.
Why does it matter?
Carpenter pants are my favorite.
With like a little hammer loop.
Reinforced knee.
Painter's pants.
Yep, with like the little tiny little side pockets right here. I usually wear those. Those I like a lot.
Okay, what are those side pockets for though? I understand like a hammer loop, but the...
Honestly, anything. Whatever you gather throughout the day, you can just kind of put it in there.
A carpenter's pencil. That actually fits kind of perfectly in there. Maybe a little ruler.
Any collectibles you might find throughout the day.
A little Tamagotchi.
anything. So
I just realized I left my card though at Laurel.
Your car?
Or Laurel your, Tavern.
Oh, I saw you were there yesterday. I saw your Find My Friends.
Oh,
card
yeah.
Or car?
Card. I left it open, but I realized that now I'm this side of the valley. I need to go pick that up.
I've noticed, like, I've done it a few times. It's because that bar, they ask you, do you want to leave it open? I think just close it every time.
Give me back the card. Like,
what do you mean?
I love it when places are like, do you want to keep an open tab? I'll give you back your card. I'm like, great. Even though you should go close it back, especially if you're having drinks, you're going to get charged the 20%.
But you at least have that card.
At least I have it. And that's just like, yeah.
But then that probably makes it harder for them. It's probably easier for them to have your card on you to close out.
Well, you would just run it. So they would have it on file.
Yes.
Or you just like, don't forget.
Or I just don't forget. I know.
Yeah,
I'm so
I forget
up
all
the
time too.
Celebration.
I'll be fully sober and I'll forget my card.
It's the worst.
It's just like too packed. You don't think about it.
I know. You know? And the worst when they take your ID with your card too.
Ooh.
That's big. And I got to get my real ID.
Now that you're saying that, I think I haven't seen my passport in a really long time.
You should go look for that.
I'm going to look for that.
They need
before I need it. I need it
but
last
yours
minute.
Yours is probably coming in any
it should
second
be here
now.
This week, yeah.
New passport. Is it passport expired?
Mine expired the day we got back from Japan.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember that.
If anything happens at this airport, I'm screwed because it expires the next day.
At least maybe they would expedite you to get out of the country. Yeah. They'd be like, you gotta leave.
I'm surprised. Like, did anybody bring it up through security?
Nobody brought it up. I'm surprised because I remember being worried because just because it says it's expired one day, it's actually expired 6 months before in some countries.
Yeah, some people, they won't let you, like some countries don't let you travel unless you have at least a year left on your passport.
Correct.
Right. But kinda I guess Japan was okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, we need to get there on time.
Japan is super accommodating. I love them.
I just want my stamps. I want to keep my stamps, even though they give you your old passport back with like the hole punched in. But like, can we just just transfer over my memories?
Yeah.
Could also just like scan it.
I could.
How come sometimes they don't give you a stamp or they don't give you a little sticker?
I don't know. Maybe just ink is too expensive these days.
Or let me pick where you're going to fucking stamp it.
Yeah.
I want my shit looking right.
Yeah. Then you're like flipping like 20 blank pages to get to one. Like, yeah. I want it all right
and
there.
And then not only are you taking up a whole page, but you do it slanted. You do it in a fucked up way.
I don't like it perfect.
But let me say the country. Sometimes it's like so ambiguous where I'm like, I don't even know where this stamp is from.
It's because it's in their language.
Or it's in, I think they use the code of their airport.
Mm. Oh.
Kind of. You know, like LAX or, you know, how that goes.
Mm. What would your stamp look like?
My stamp?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just a fucking rat.
Oh.
With a skull and crossbones behind it.
I like that.
Oh, we got to run this intro.
Let's get it, baby.
Oh. Wait a second. Hold on. I'm going to call you right back. Let me put my foot down real quick. Let me call you back.
Let me call you right back.
That's my favorite. All right.
It's coffee time, baby.
Let's go, go, go. Genius, genius, genius. Hello, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you so much for coming back again for another episode.
Thanks for hanging out. Good to see you.
How are you?
Hope you're having a beautiful day. It's a good day.
I'm hot. I'm going to start sweating in about 10 minutes. It's steamy in here. I hope it's nice and cool where you guys are sitting.
You got some ventilation in those jeans, though.
Yeah, I do have a lot of nice ventilation in these jeans. It's just so really, Heath, that feels so fucking nice, whatever you just said. Were you blowing?
Yeah.
Blow on me a little bit more. Oh, my God.
Have you used your bed jet? I know I ask you every week.
Yeah. Bed jet is working great.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you would tell us when you put it up. Oh, you haven't
lying.
Used it.
Just
where's the box?
Do it. Just fucking
you literally
do it.
Begged for it.
Okay, and I will use it.
It's been over a year.
Because I'm waiting to go into my new house.
What? You're a liar.
You told me you were waiting for summer.
Why do people always get on my ass about presents they give me?
Because it's rude.
It's not. I don't want presents.
Time out. New house.
Note taken.
I don't have a new house. I'm saying when I get my new house, I just want to start over.
Then who has a new house?
Are y'all talking about it?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Great. Good. Awesome.
We did it.
Congratulations.
We did it,
guys. That is fucking amazing. That is a massive, huge
Does it, like,
milestone.
Light a fire under you now.
A little bit. It's knowing that it's real and that it's actually happening. It's fantastic.
I was wondering when that was going to be brought up because I was sitting here. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to talk about except for this house that you just
bought? And it's just been, there's been a lot like the past few weeks that we've been trying to do. Mariah's been taking care of a lot of stuff just like with the new home and trying to get stuff packed up, just little knickknacks that are, it's going to be a big move. So we've been like trying to chip away at it,
yeah,
knowing how intensive it's going to be,
and it's happening very soon.
Yes,
huh?
So we did it. We bought our first house.
Congrats.
And very, very excited. Thank you. And
was it an easy process getting the house? Like, did at one point you think we're not going to get this? We are going to get this. Did you get in at a good time? In all respect to your privacy, we don't need to dive like deep into nitty gritty stuff. But
we definitely thought there was a chance we wouldn't.
Okay.
Just because they had said that there's a lot of interest in it.
Yeah.
So we were a little bit worried.
It's tough buying something when you're halfway across the country, too.
Like, right. Yeah. Right.
It's not like something you can drive over and be a little bit more hands-on face-to-face with people.
It's
you just
got to
digitally hope for the best, kind of. Yeah.
But super, super excited to get it.
It's crazy that you're like you were flying back and forth just to check out certain houses.
I know. But ended up working out perfectly. We flew out there to go see a couple. And this was the last one that we flew out to see. We kind of had a feeling like we knew, I think, in our hearts that it was the one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a matter of everything falling into place for it to work out. The whole process has been super smooth.
We learned a lot.
I bet. Sometimes I'm still like, how do you buy a house?
Right. I'm like, where do you begin?
There's so much that goes into it.
He's been taking every phone call, learning that he's like, I could be a freaking realtor.
What are you doing? Cool.
Yeah.
So it's just been really, really, really busy. We've been nonstop for the past few weeks now. Just
and now
kind of
learning, like going from renting for over 10 years to owning it. You really have to start from scratch and make.
Also, it's really nice to be able to do whatever the fuck you want because it's so annoying to be able to change stuff. The most,
I know you can paint in a rental, but we just never have because we don't want to paint it back. But we're like, I can't believe we can paint
walls. We can do whatever we want.
Like, we can do whatever we want.
We could take a wall down if we want.
It's Sims, baby. It is straight up Sims.
It's awesome. And what's great also, the thing with rental house, you could change stuff up, but then you have to
put it back.
But no, but there's times where like, if you ask the owner, the owner's okay with it because it like ups the value of their house.
But you don't get any equity.
You get no equity on it. You're spending it. But
and that
like,
money's burnt. For your own enjoyment.
And then they're raising the
value.
Do you
guys have to buy a dishwasher, refrigerator, washer, dryer?
No, everything is there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Or will you may improve some stuff?
We're going
to... No washer and dryer, so we will have to buy that.
Oh, okay.
But you also do want to get your own. So a lot of times it's like the very default ones that they have in the house. You want like a kind of...
But we've been like going through, like reaching out, trying to keep the lawn care people... that were currently at the house. So they're not like now losing their job because of it.
People are familiar with the vegetation.
Right, so we wanted to be able to transfer that over so that they can still have that
income were so excited
and not lose the house.
They've been with that house for...
30 years?
Almost 30 years or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The same people taking care of it?
Yeah, because the same people live there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we want to just make sure they can maintain it still.
Absolutely.
And it's just been, it's been a lot. But Mariah's been taking care of a lot of stuff with that.
How are you going to do the move? Are you going to like hire just a big van or a big a moving service that moves it? And then do you guys fly? Or are you guys going to drive? Yeah. You got to drive your cars. Are you going to ship some cars?
I'm going to ship them. I'm going to ship them.
Ship them all? Or are you going to do the drive? So
we are not road trip.
No, I thought we were attaching all of our cars and then filling up
back to back. No, so I've shipped quite a few cars just like... across before and I know some really good companies and I think they're gonna help out with the price when it comes to adding, so we're just gonna put multiple cars on the car carrier.
You could also fill up your cars because I know we did that when we moved out here. Fill up your car to the brim with shit, anything you can.
We did that when we moved out here.
I think I've moved my entire life in that Jeep, right?
That was
literally my suitcase.
Yeah.
Because my Jeep was one suitcase, and then I have two suitcases on me to move out here.
Oh, wow.
That's all we had.
But it was big. It fits so, that Jeep fits so much shit. Because you just, every crevice that you find empty, you just put something else, and it was literally just filled. I feel like they wouldn't allow that now for some reason, or they would just charge double because they're just like, it's heavier.
Extra weight,
yeah.
Have you met like your neighbors? Is there an HOA?
I did.
You did?
Oh, you did already?
It is crazy.
I'm surprised you did already.
The difference between neighbors out here and neighbors over there.
All my life
living in LA, no neighbor has ever introduced themselves. It's always me being like, good morning. And they're like, hi. I'm like,
hi.
Oh, like nobody wants to talk to each other.
They were so friendly.
Heath went out there to go get the keys and he goes, I met three neighbors already. They came right up to us and they were like, welcome to the neighborhood.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they
man.
Were so sweet.
That's great.
I'm excited.
That's just how it is in like different parts of the U.S. It's like some parts, right? Yeah.
But yeah, so it was really, really nice.
So what's the timeline now?
So that's another thing. Like we weren't anticipating on getting a home this early, but we were actively looking. And this one popped up. It checked off like pretty much all of our boxes and
didn't check my box.
Your sister's checked
box. Your sister's checked
box. sister's
your sister's mortgage.
This is down payment. Go fuck yourself.
But yeah, we weren't anticipating it, but then I was saying it's going to be overwhelming because it's happening so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because work can't stop, like still have to film the podcast, everything. But it is perfect timing in the long run because the second half of the year, there's so much going on. We have like weddings. We have my sister's having a baby.
Yes.
We have the holidays and winter. I'm like, I'm not going to move in the winter. I'm not going to move in the snow.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be keep paying rent though while you're just like now paying down a whole fucking mortgage.
So realistically, even though we have to rush and it's a lot, we're going to, it'll...
Yeah.
Be much better to move everything over now.
I don't know if this is a dumb question. It doesn't snow in Nashville, does it?
It can. Yeah.
It does.
It does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have winters.
I can't even picture it snowing there. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay.
They have four seasons.
But you'll Nashville, you'll get like really awesome winters and summers.
Not like heavy snow.
Yeah, but it's cold. It's freezing.
Yeah, and then it's hot. When it's hot, it's hot.
Yeah.
Is there anything you're worried about? Or is that like a big concern?
Yeah.
Like
a risk. Where can I get a good bagel?
Yeah. What's the pros and cons now that you guys are like worried about, excited about?
We did find good pizza.
Yes.
Amazing. That's important.
That checked my box. We found an Italian deli.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And we need bagels. That's my main concern.
Bagels are next.
But the house itself is like good to go. There's nothing where the porch, the deck is about to fall through. Everything's set and good to go.
Perfect condition.
Turnkey. Nothing needs to be changed. Obviously, there's design things that we would like to update and change just to like make it more our style. But yeah, it's perfect. It's ready to go. And that was another thing when we were looking. The reason we said yes, it was early. It was kind of premature because we weren't supposed to be moving for another like 6 months or so. But I was like, this house is so nice and I don't want to pass it up in hopes of finding something closer to the time we're supposed to move.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's nothing we like at that time, I was like, I really don't want us to be rushing and be like, well, we have to be out of our house in a month. Like we have to buy something. And then we're like stuck buying something that we weren't that into. I was like, we love this house. Like, let's just do it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
So now I have to tell my landlord here.
Right.
You haven't told him yet?
No, not yet.
He just literally did.
Well, we gave him a heads up.
We said we were actively looking.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
two days ago.
I already have a new house.
We are looking.
So hypothetically, if we did get a house.
Is the house empty right now, like the new house?
Yes.
And was empty when you first looked at it?
Staged.
It was staged.
Staged. Got it.
But we have my parents driving over to meet different people for electricians and all sorts of stuff. So,
oh, that's great.
Really nice. We do have a very specific style that we like. So, and it's hard to come by, especially nowadays.
You guys too.
Yeah, it is. It's like
but I want to give them like privacy. I bet people are going to be like,
no, I know. Yeah, that's why I don't want it.
Y'all won't find it. And if you were going to try, don't. Respectful, but it's literally like it's such an elevated form of your guys' style. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be here on my birthday. Elevated.
Are you coming out to visit?
Yeah. So where if y'all aren't there, give me the keys. I want to go look around myself.
Yo, yeah. Hey guys, out of the lake house. Yeah. It's their house.
But yeah, so I think we're gonna be fully out there in 2 months.
Okay.
Which is so quick. Oh my god.
And then my parents' house, we have all of my bridal shower gifts, like stuff for like the kitchen and stuff, I just left it in their basement.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great.
So they're going to pack that in a U-Haul. They're going to drive it over.
Oh, that's so nice. We have so much of our registry stuff in boxes that we're just waiting. There's stuff you don't need right now. Yeah.
Just like the forever home. Yeah. We'll get it in there, but
so they're going to drive it all out and then the flight back one way is $50 to go to Allentown. So it's like,
yeah.
Brilliant.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Did you guys take a picture like we said yes to the house?
Not yet. He went out to get the keys because I had to stay here. So you saw it empty. I only saw it that one day.
Uh-huh.
We put in the offer. We got it.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you haven't like got to see it and knowing it's yours.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, with that like confirmed in your head.
Mm-hmm. So it just so happened to work out that I was already going to NASCAR on the weekend.
Oh, great.
And then I was like, I'll stay an extra day and I'll just go grab the keys. And they're like, all right, perfect. Yeah, it works out. So yeah, it's insane. I don't know. I just like, I can't believe
Is there a pool?
There is.
Oh my gosh. Great.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Accelerator.
As you guys know, Accelerator has been a proud sponsor of this podcast for a long time. We love it very much. It's our favorite energy drink to drink. It's our go-to drink for every occasion, before our workout, when we go out at night, and just if you just want to chill, record a podcast, exercise, you're going to class, going to work, it is a great drink to have on you.
That's right. And right now, the Accelerator Variety Pack is $5 off when you clip the coupon on Amazon. And they got three amazing flavors, Rocket Pop, Cherry Ice Pop, and Tropical Punch, all rolled up into one beautiful, easy to carry 12 pack that you can have delivered straight to your door and carried over to whatever function you've got going on.
Zero sugar, sustained energy, amazing flavors, and nothing but good times, baby. This offer is valid on Amazon through June 15th. Go get it before the sale ends.
That's right. Make sure to act fast. We love you, Accelerator. Thank you so much for continuing to give us energy and sponsor this podcast.
How was NASCAR, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
Where was it?
So it's in Nashville, but it's in a town called Lebanon.
Okay, got it.
So, which is like
sign. That's right. I don't know. Sign.
So much fun. It was absolutely a dream come true to see my brother experience it.
Yeah.
Like just like the F1 experience. Like obviously we appreciate it. It's an amazing thing.
No, but just say NASCAR was better. You just say that.
Okay, I won't
just
say that.
Just rub it in my face.
But like being able to, like, we kind of have done experiences like this. But my brother has never been to a NASCAR race. He's never been inside of a suite for any sort of sporting event. So, like, watching him, like, at the buffet, he's like,
for free?
Can you believe this?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's crazy.
This is fancy.
But it was so much fun because, like, it's weird because NASCAR is, like, I feel like the only sport where you can be that close and in the mix as a spectator.
Right.
I am this close to the driver, to the cars, to the people doing the pit change. Like, I'm touching the tires. You can, like...
It's way more intimate, I guess, than, like, F1's a little bit more spaced out.
How they have trust in the fans for, like...
Ooh, I'd be throwing nails.
It's like, you could. I'm saying bananas.
Yeah.
You totally could. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so
strange.
Who
won the race? Who's like the top NASCAR driver right now? Who's the Jeff Gordon of the times?
Lightning McQueen?
Lightning. Blaney won the race.
What brand is he?
Menard?
Wheaties.
Menard's,
it's always a Wheaties.
Always a Wheaties. And there's always a, what's that bread? Wonder Bread?
Yes, there's
Menards.
Well, that's from
Crack a Barrel.
Talladega Nights.
Baby. Yeah.
Crack a Barrel.
That's sick. Wait, that has
the race. The race was called Cracker Barrel 400.
Oh, that's
okay, but I know
cool.
Cracker Barrel didn't pay for that.
Yes,
they did. It's an
Cracker
advert.
Barrel makes money like that.
Well, they spend money to be like the sponsor of it.
This is what I think happened. I think whoever owns Cracker Barrel is a fucking billionaire, and they're just like, it would be funny to get Cracker Barrel's name on it. So Cracker Barrel wasn't like, we're taking our funds and we're going to sponsor it. Somebody is doing this as like a fun
they
little.
Want to. We saw, but I just want to add on to it. I saw an early screening of F1, the movie with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude.
I want to watch it so bad.
So good. Blew my mind. And I went in there like, yeah, I mean, I like
that's
F1.
That's how I would expect it too.
And I was
like,
I wonder, like, is this movie going to make me really care about F1? I was clapping. I was on the edge of my seat.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. It's so well directed. The script is really good.
Is it current F1 or is this like
current? It's modern day. And I've never felt like a movie was so 2025 as well.
Who is Brad Pitt supposed to, is it based on a true story? Is it supposed to be somebody or is it a fake?
There are real race car drivers in it. So like Lewis Hamilton's in it.
Oh, cool.
Verstappen is,
but just
in
like kind of walk-bys, right? They're not like,
they are in the race with them.
Like, got it. Okay.
But, and you see them like nod at them, but there's no like lines they say.
Got it.
And the script was great. And basically, I'm not spoiling anything. You can kind of tell from the trailer that
Javier Bardem's in it. Wow.
That Brad Pitt's character used to be kind of like this F1 driver, but, you know, he's been just doing little gig races here and there. And one of his, former racing partners is like, I want you to race for our team that's like never won. And he's like, oh, fine, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like stuff
crushes
goes down.
Wow.
It is really good. Highly recommend seeing it in IMAX as well.
Yeah. I bet you feel like you're in the fucking, in the race.
I was
just
muttering to Mike. I'm like, this is phenomenal. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. When I walked out, I said,
That's high. That's a high score.
It was
on Letterboxd.
Good. Highly recommend it.
I kind of want to make a Letterboxd.
Get on it.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like my reviews would be so fucking dumb. Like, I just feel like mine wouldn't be, like, trustworthy.
You don't have to even leave a review. You can just give a star rating or whatever. Just if you want to. It's just a way of, like, logging your past movies and stuff.
I get a brand deal on it. I put hashtag ad in the end of a review. Great movie. Phenomenal. 5 out of 5. Hashtag ad.
Oh, but dude, Brad Pitt is a stud in it. I was like, God damn, that son of a bitch.
This CGI is insane what they're doing in these movies. Like, they're making them look young every angle the whole time. It doesn't make sense.
I was curious if there was like a filter over his eyes because, you know, The Morning Show with like Jennifer Aniston and John Hamm. Someone caught like a clip of they clearly are using like a facial feature filter to cover up like the bags under their eyes, and they like pan and you see the filter like go away,
disappear.
And the whole time in the movie, I kept trying to see if there was like any flutter or anything under his eyes. But
you saw, which movie or show are you talking about?
The Morning Show is where someone caught that they were using a face filter on some of the actors to make them look a little younger.
They have to be.
Yeah, right? Because these
people, they're looking young. Like Tom Cruise in his movies. He's looking like glass in his movies. But then in person, when you see him on the red carpet, you're like, ooh.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
He is.
But it was a good race.
So much fun.
Good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I like the Folgers hat.
Thank you.
That's a great hat. That is a good racing hat.
I know.
I wanted something that had like the vintage kind of like NASCAR hat that will age well.
Yes.
Like that, you know, it's going to be in the house for the next years.
I should have had you buy me one too. Just another hat. Doesn't matter what it is.
We could always go to Talladega.
True, Talladega.
And all go as a group for the next one. That would be sick.
Talladega's dope. I've driven by it, but I've never.
But if Ricky Bobby's not there, I don't know if I'll enjoy it.
There was a Talladega Nights trailer at NASCAR in the infield.
Oh, but
I don't know why.
Like promoting it.
Yeah, just there. It was just like
getting people excited about it.
Ricky Bobby on it for some reason. I don't know what it was for, but they had it.
It's a classic. It really is.
And what's also interesting is that there is no night race at Talladega,
and in
which
the
is
movie,
weird that it's Talladega Nights.
Oh.
It's so big that they don't have the capability of powering the lights for the entire place.
Oh.
How do they not?
So Talladega is only a race during the day.
And there are races, though, that are like 24 hours, right?
The 24-hour Le Mans, but it's not NASCAR. It's different.
It's a different type of car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in like the beginning of F1, and I was like, what is this race? I never really
Why
heard about it.
Why do they have that? A 24-hour race.
Endurance
it's
just, race.
Yeah, and you take shifts like
really
as drivers.
Cool.
Like you got to go like nap, and then you wake up, and you see where the placement is, and you get your car and keep going.
You can do that with anything. You can have a 24-hour soccer match where the teams are just playing and then you just keep rotating for 24 hours.
I guess you could.
You could do it with any sport. That's why I'm like, in my head, it's like, it's kind of silly.
It's just racing, baby.
It's super iconic, though. Like, that's been around for like 100 years, pretty much. And you all are using the same car. So when your turn is done, you're in there. That driver is waking up from his nap and he's jumping in and he's going and like, You're using the same car the whole time. You're just changing out the wheels. Just changing the tires.
By the end of that race, you're tossing that car in the fucking dumpster trash. Just, all right, so next.
But when you watch and see a car finish a race and the amount of damage and just the look of it, the instant patina and just everything about it, and then it's just like encapsulated, like just like that for the rest of, like, its time.
Mm-hmm.
And it will never be touched, and it's just, this is what it looks like after the race. All of, like, the rubbing marks from, like, slamming into other cars, just everything about it.
You like a beat-up car, huh?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Well, that's great. What else?
How's your week been, Matt?
My week's been fine. Fine. Still without Wi-Fi. I'll just say
there's
that.
There's no way.
Still?
And yeah, we're told it's going to be no until way. Next week.
That's pretty crazy. This is the third episode that, like, you have no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi, but our neighbors are letting us use their Wi-Fi. So it's not becoming that big of a thing, but like...
How do they have Wi-Fi, but you don't, though?
Because they have Spectrum and we have AT&T. So I don't know where the cable...
Yeah, but Matt, you know, it's you could have like... Or they could, if you guys were like close easily, the neighbors could buy another thing and just have one attached to your house where you could use their Wi-Fi until you get your Wi-Fi back.
True. True. I mean, we're fine, but it's still just annoying that we're like, we just paid our Wi-Fi bill, but we're like...
It's like, if this happened in this house, crazy. Matt, we would literally have to get like an Airbnb or hotel.
Yeah, you told me that. Like,
because the service, I can't call anybody here. I can't call anybody. I can't.
You have anything. To have the
it's
Wi-Fi.
It's so annoying too. Like because doctor's offices, they don't have FaceTime audio. Like I literally have to like get in my car and leave the street to make a call. It's insane.
It's everywhere. My street at our house right now. I don't know why. For the last like few years, normal cell phone service, they keep saying it's the 5G. It's better than this. And like LTE was the best.
I switch hands between down. LTE and 5G all the time,
I
though.
I hate 5G. I never have service.
See, when 5G is bad, then switch to LTE and then it's good. I switch it all the time.
What's the 5G? Like you,
that's some weird thing that is always on Patricia's phone. Yeah,
it's like a thing that they have over the on G now.
EU or something. I always think it's like
letters. When I see that, I'm like, oh, my phone's broken.
Yeah.
Oh, then nothing's working. We're fucked.
5G UC.
Yeah, Patricia gets that on her phone, so I don't.
That's what mine's on all the time.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's like that. Oh, you never see LTE on yours?
Rarely. Oh. I used to see only LTE. LTE. And then 5G is when like I didn't really have service.
Yeah.
And now I get 5G UC.
5G is better than LTE, apparently. But I was
not on my phone.
Not my phone.
I used to have such good service all the time, and now it's terrible.
Mm. My internet service is good. It's just my signal now sucks. It's just my signal.
So
I feel like
weird.
It's just getting worse. I think they just know more people are just using a lot more fucking internet and
UC
Wi-Fi.
UC is ultra capacity. Faster speeds than regular 5G.
Well, I don't get that little thing on my top of my phone, so I don't know.
Our internet's gonna start costing fucking like $1,000 a month. It's gonna need so much fucking power.
The new house has a landline. I'm like, hook it up. I'm done.
A landline, bring it back.
If you need me, call the house.
Bring it back. I was telling Heath, I'm like, literally just have the people that you work with as a number on your phone. Everyone else just block. Like I am just escape.
Yeah.
Escape. My hours are from 10 to 5, and if it's after
out.
Before that, you can email
leave
me.
Leave a message.
What?
Leave a message.
Leave a message.
It's so cool. I just can't believe we're going to be moving to Tennessee in 2 months.
What's like the first thing that you, not the first thing, but like you're all settled there, right?
Uh-huh.
What is like next? Like are you going to start a project in the house? Are you going to like look and see what is there to do around in the city? Are you going to start getting into like dance classes? Like what's like the...
I think just stuff...
Because your work is here still.
Yeah, I think stuff around the house. Just kind of enjoy doing like some sort of like slight renovations here and there.
I already picked my dance studio.
They have great dance studios.
How'd you know it was a good one?
There's a dance studio out here in LA called Millennium Dance Complex. It's the one with the red wall in the background. That's the most popular one. They have a hub in Nashville. So I'd go there. And then there's another studio called Area 54. But these studios are master classes. So it's like pre-professional and professional dancers. You just show up, you take the class, and you leave.
Yeah.
Then I look for recreational dance studios, recreational and competition dance studios for kids that I would go teach at.
Got it.
Those are two different things.
Okay. Hey, but you would do like, you would still do both. Like you will teach it, but also like do your own little.
I would like to be teaching. There's a lot of really good competitive dance studios in Nashville for kids.
Yeah.
I just want to get back into like you teaching start, the youth.
Yeah. You get into line dancing. They're like, come to the saloon tonight. Oh, it's just us girls. Come on. You'll figure out the steps.
The beginning like, of like a Step It Up movie.
Yeah. And you add this little LA twist and they're like, oh, wait, no, she's That's really different. Good. Like
she really is from LA.
Yeah. It'd be like that one Bring It On where they try to bring crumping into it. That would be me. That's the new girl. She's from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right. We should.
Okay, Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood. That's what they call it.
Right. You should figure out who you're... your students are going to be, and once you get like a good group, right, you hit up Heath and Zane. Heath and Zane, we fly ourselves out there. We're gonna have a whole crew in there. We're gonna start that next dance show.
Y'all gonna be a Luke Combs like next music video. Damn. But yeah, Nashville though is such like a, it's like its own little mini Hollywood. There's its own business.
Tell me about it. It feels like we're not even leaving because first of all, everybody's moving there.
Yeah.
There's so many crazy. Everybody's there going now.
To Nashville, it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, we already have friends there.
It's also really nice knowing that you guys are going to like live there, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to be there for maybe a year or 2 years. So, I'll be visiting, but it'll be nice knowing that you guys are figuring it out as I'm visiting. So whenever I visit there, you guys already know what to do. Because it kind of sucks going to a stay, you're visiting, or you're just going to a stay with a friend, and you just don't know what to do, so you just go to the spots that you think that you should be at.
Yeah.
But as soon as you see it, like no friends out there, you're like, oh, no, these are the spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was in, one of my friends who's a musician, him and his wife, they're like based in Dallas. They were like talking about considering moving to Nashville or LA. And I'm like, that's so, and there's like pros and cons between if you're a musician choosing Nashville versus LA. Because even though Nashville is such a music hub, it's kind of at a point where it's so oversaturated. Like, with musicians, like if you want to get active gigs and like be playing, it's so competitive just to even get a gig in Nashville because you're competing with so many other musicians who are they're doing it. But there's a lot of songwriting chemistry there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then LA has good songwriting chemistry, but the gigs are there, but it's more opportunity to get a gig.
I think for the fact that there every single bar has live music.
Is insane.
There's nothing like that in LA though.
Yeah.
Like that would be like going to like down into Hollywood and you just see live bands just
a stacked street full of bars.
Also interesting that if you live in LA or vice versa, if you live in Nashville, you would fly to the other city to record music and stuff.
Right.
Like there's people in LA who are like, I went to Nashville for the month and we wrote music. Like it's interesting. Like
they do it both ways. Yeah.
I'm so curious what the
I think it depends
is.
On your sound and like what you want, but
So I get into music again. It's gonna be easy though. We're gonna be able to come back and forth and do the podcast every 2 weeks. So
good.
Nothing's gonna change. Guys, don't worry. I know a lot of people think we're not gonna be able to do it. We're going to be fine.
Oh, no, it'll
We're good. I was talking to Heath the other day. We feel like there might actually be a little bit more structure doing that.
Yeah.
Because we know that pocket of days we're going to be filming and working.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it just makes more sense because every week, like just waiting for the pod, you're kind of like.
Yeah, no,
like
I'm excited.
It'll ask for more free time too to like even make more content as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where it's not like you're having like cramp.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like, Mariah, like you said this on one of the episodes, you're like, it sucks when you have like one thing that you're worrying about all day and then you feel like you're losing your whole day. That's what I feel like it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that we're cramming everything into like one section of the month, that's like,
it gives us so much of a peace of mind.
Exactly.
So yeah, don't have doubts. All good.
It might be better. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Actually, we shouldn't say when you're moving so they don't blame it on the move.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
For all you know, we already moved.
Yeah. Mm. You never know.
Just don't
post for like a month.
Yeah.
It's already been 2 months for me. It sounds silly, but I'm excited for the move because I think it's going to like...
be a new chapter of just like...
I'd be more motivated to like just start fresh, start posting again.
I feel like that's why people move too. Like people move and they become inspired again to like, you know, just...
just different environment.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited because I want to start doing like renovation type videos, I feel like it's going to be fun to, I'm going to be inspired to start filming more. And
that's like, that's the type of shit you like to watch too. So like, if you like to watch it, you might as well make
it. I just love a good before and after, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Whether it's a haircut, people, car transformations, house renov, just any sort of where I could be like, this, wow, that looks different compared to what it used to be.
And
like,
who built it? Like, this guy.
So I think that's going to be fun. I think I'm going to be
Bob motivated. The Builder. But you grab the handle, Heat the Builder.
It's so nice that we live in a day and age where you can look stuff up on YouTube and how to do it. Back then, you just had to buy a book that just explained how to like caulk and retile things.
You just type it in TikTok, you'll fucking figure out how to.
It's so nice.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Oh, I have big news also. I know you guys just got a house, but I am day 7 on not biting my nails.
Good.
Whoa.
There's
been growth.
What's the secret?
The secret is not biting them. That is the big secret that I just found out.
Do you mentally just tell yourself, like, you catch yourself going, and then...
Well, I start painting them. I paint them every 2 days with this like keratin, like biotin nail polish, where I have to do like double coats, but then I also have to oil it like 5 times a day. And so oiling it,
I'm sorry, oiling your fingernails 5 times a day.
It's like a nail growth. It's a nail growth oil that I like just rub on it.
Do you have like
a
timer set?
Is it a cuticle oil?
Yeah, it's a cuticle oil. It's like, so it just helps like restore it and help because I've torn it up.
Yeah, there's no nail real estate on there.
I will say, first of all, they already look longer and better, but the skin around the bottom of your nail.
Cuticle?
So not the cuticle, but like the skin.
The nail nail bed is bad. It's like
that looks so much better.
Yeah, it's like normally it's puffy, it's bleeding,
got
it's red.
And cut.
It's like, you see how it's red on the bottom?
Yeah.
That will go down over time.
Okay.
Right now it's so beat up from my like just biting it and just ripping it, and so but that should go away in like 2 months I don't touch it.
Yeah, they look so much better already.
So my habits, my vaping and my nail biting were the top two that I needed to get rid of, and I am now on the road of being a better person.
Very good.
I'm proud of you.
After that, I think I'm just gonna be like a perfect person.
Are you gonna reward
like
yourself?
Nothing else to fix. What
are you going to reward yourself with anything? Anything that's like motivation?
No.
Okay, good.
I just like realized how insecure I was getting from like me hiding my nails. Or like the worst is like when you're at like a dinner at a restaurant and everyone's going to pick something. When I go to pick at it, I literally like I grab it like this just because I'm so embarrassed by my fingernails. Like, imagine you're like going to grab like a food from a bowl.
Take my
and
strong
all
hand.
The fingers are coming, like all the fingers are normal. And then you just see like one person's fingers that look disgusting. I'm not going to want to eat it.
Yeah.
You can have the rest.
I watch Zane do it, I stop eating.
It's just like it's like my strong hand. It's like disgusting.
It's the worst when you sit down to film a video and you're like having to like use something with your hands. And for me though, I'll realize my nails are too long and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go clip my nails.
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah,
sorry, my nails too long.
Mine would get too long. Also, I'm not wearing my wedding band today because I went to the gym before and I just left it at
you
home.
Don't love Patricia anymore.
Oh,
guys,
gosh,
guys,
it's all
he doesn't love
downhill.
Her anymore.
I just want to clarify that because people go nuts about wedding rings.
Look at my nails and his nails together. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, you little nubs.
That's really rude.
I'm sorry.
Nubs.
What if you got cast in a big movie and they're like, we got to put like nails on top of that?
Like finger, like imagine like finger models.
Yeah.
So I also was thinking about this.
Finger models.
Like, yeah.
No, look, I was going to actually, I'm really excited about this. In like 8 months to a year when my nails are like fully grown and they look like gorgeous again.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a whole finger model shoot.
Okay.
And show the world my brand new hands.
What are you going to be doing with your fingers?
Make sure you take a before picture.
I'm doing like, I'm going to do a like a mini backdrop where like I can like, I can show my fingers off and pose.
Ooh, a little tech deck commercial.
Little tech, yeah. Oh. Just you like really show it off. What?
Did you take a before picture?
I did.
You have it?
Okay, yeah, good. I have it. You know who inspired me to like just fucking lock in? Layla Pons. She reposted her like nail video.
Her transformation.
Is she a nail biter?
Bad. Worse than me.
Oh.
That's what. So it's good when you see someone's habits are worse than yours, because then you know, oh, I definitely have like a chance to for my nails to get better. Because hers were way worse than mine.
Claudia Saluski did one where she was talking about her gums and she like switched up like what toothpaste or also like what type of brushes she was doing. And gums are really hard to grow, but her gums, like she was worried about like receding gums in like certain areas and like change up all of her habits. And she's like, this isn't even a sponsored post. I'm just saying what worked for me.
Yeah.
It was incredible seeing her before and
side
after
by side
with her. It was like a 3D rendering of her gums too.
Oh, look at her nails, Matt.
Oh my gosh, Layla.
Man, Heath, look at that.
Yeah, that's what yours looked like.
Yeah.
Woo!
But the fact that she kept biting for past halfway is, that's like, that takes skill.
That's pain. Keep,
that's, and it's so painful.
That's,
so, and I was over, my fingers just hurt every day. Just tender and fucking. And,
did you ever run out and just eat your toenails?
No, no, I wouldn't eat my toenails, but I'd pick at it. I would never eat it. Like, that's gross. But just sorry, like,
I was just being goofy.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Zane, look at this is my before and not before and after, but before and current for the
tattoo removal.
Transformations.
Oh wow. That literally looks like Sharpie, but it's not fully washed yet.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's so faded.
That's dark too.
A lot better.
That's incredible.
I've done 8 sessions now.
And how many more to go?
They don't really know. It's just kind of however long it takes is however long it takes.
Bit by bit.
Oh, they would just keep going until it's fully gone?
Yeah.
But so there's a point where it's fully 100% gone where you look and you're like, no tattoo. No.
Yep.
Wow.
And I paid for, I'm doing it at Removery, and I paid for the program that you get unlimited.
Oh, so.
So you could either pay per one, or what I did was I signed up, and I think you pay for, it's either 8 or 10, and you can have as many as you need. So if it takes 12 or if it takes 15 or whatever, they just keep doing it for you.
Do the people who work at a tattoo removal place have tattoos? Or are they like?
So the one person that does mine, they're in the process of removing their own too.
Okay. It's like a teardrop on their face.
Yeah.
It's still faintly there.
It's so crazy though. Like going in and seeing like other people getting their tattoos removed too. Like,
yeah.
And people, it's crazy. Like people have gotten some bad ones.
Mm-hmm. But mine, there's a little bit of scarring from when they're heavy handed. If they're just like digging and grinding in.
When they're giving you the tattoo?
When they're giving you the tattoo.
Okay.
It can leave like scars
from
the damage that they caused while giving it that you don't see.
Got it.
But when you remove the ink from it, you're able to see the scarring from like, so I might have a little, not discoloration, but something left over in certain spots.
Yeah.
but it should be much, much better.
God, that reminds me. There was one time I was at Nick Viall's party one time, and there was some dude there who had like a tattoo gun and was giving this dude a tattoo. It was one of the worst tattoos I think I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
And it was like letters, and he was trying to spell out something and was running out of room and like couldn't even get around to finishing it. And I think about that guy all the time where I'm like, where is that guy with that awful tattoo that day? And I remember he was like smoking cigarettes. It was like, it looks good, right? And everyone walking by was like, that's bad, dude.
All right there, they would just say that. Oh, it's bad.
I don't. There was definitely some anxiety in the air of this guy getting a tattoo.
There's nothing worse.
He was nervous.
He knew it was bad, but didn't want to accept it yet.
I got to hit him up and be like, where is that guy with that tattoo? And I just want to know, did he switch it into something else? Because he definitely, they ran out of space for like the letters that were going to go there.
Well, look, I'm like glad that tattoos are not so as permanent as they like used to be.
Well, it's
like
just crazy.
It takes long, but you can get rid of a tattoo, which is really nice.
I'm over a year into the removal process now, which is crazy to think about because you have to wait like 2 months in between each one.
Yeah.
And the longer you wait, the better it is because they blast it with the laser and then it starts disintegrating and eating itself, like dispersing. Your body starts like trying to like eat it after.
Do that on my stomach? Eat some of this fat?
Not that much.
Okay. You guys got to check out this tattoo that came across my page the other day. This lady had this insane tattoo. This is a tattoo cover up, by the way. So she came in with this and was like, I want to cover this face over fear tattoo that's on her neck, right? She's like, I want a cupcake. This lady gets the...
Oh.
Imagine getting a cover-up tattoo and it looks like that.
Oh, huge. Dear. Yeah, they had to go heavy on the coloring and heavy on the icing.
And you have to see this lady's reaction when she shows her. She's like, look at your new tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's what you wanted.
If I saw that on, like, a canvas, I'd be like, this is kind of sick. Like, it's a sick looking cupcake, but just on skin like that looks like it was a bad fuck up. Damn. That's something that looks like you get like removed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I have this cupcake. I need to get it removed.
Maybe she loves cupcakes. You know?
I love cupcakes.
Yeah, that looks great.
But yeah, that made me not want a cupcake.
There was a kid in our high school, and I don't know why it ended up happening, but for some reason, he like called me and was like, hey, is it okay if I come over to your house and have a tattoo guy come over and give me a tattoo at your house? Oh. And I remember being like, this is kind of weird, but like, I guess.
At your house, parents' house.
Yeah, and my parents are like.
They were down for it?
No, they were like, what is going on? But he came over and he's in my living room. Getting a full-blown, like, tribal tattoo.
Oh, dear.
But, no, it's Matt, freehand.
Wait.
There was no stencil. It was a freehand. The guy, so he's sitting there with his shirt off in my living room, and it's, like, whole shoulder, arm.
Heath, how old were you?
Into the chest. This was, like, senior year. Or, like, maybe freshman year of college.
Oh, okay. That's good enough. All right. I thought it was like younger than that. I was like, that's crazy. Your parents like allowed that.
But like, in the house. And I remember walking by as he's getting it, and this kid is just like doing
just
whatever
doodling.
You want, just going with it. And I'm like, how are you doing this right now?
And that guy still has that tattoo to this day.
And it just like did not look good as he was getting it done.
No. It just looked like a freehand.
It was a tribal tattoo, but it just was not sharp. It was just like jaggedy.
It looked like an at-home DIY tattoo.
Mm. Oh, man. I'd love to see what it looks like now.
I'll pull it up and show you after.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm imagining.
That's exactly what
worse. Oh,
like,
my God.
It didn't even make sense, like the areas it was like trying to flow into and have its little flare.
It was absolutely horrendous.
Oh, my God. Oh, remember the ones that girls would get on the back? Their lower back?
Yeah. And I'll never forget, there was another kid that came out to LA to visit. And he wanted to get a tattoo. So we were down in Hollywood and he was getting the tattoo. And he wanted the ring around his arm. And
I know who this is.
It's tough. It's tough to get a like a nice thin line.
You have to go to a very good tattoo artist
where it's
to get
the same
that
thickness around the whole band. Yes. And it's straight. Because otherwise, sometimes they're going around and then it's off, and they gotta lift it up. It goes around and then it comes this way, and then they gotta kind of
little step,
kind of come back into it. And I remember he was getting it done, and he's looking at me. He's like, "How is it? How is it?" And I was like, "It's good." It's good. And then it took a long time too. And by the time it was done, that tattoo artist had to keep widening it and because it wasn't perfect. And then they had to like make it thicker and thicker. And it ended up not being what he wanted at all. And I felt really bad.
How thick did that line end up? It was like, fuck.
It started out as like a line.
He wanted a thread.
Just kept making it thicker. Oh, I felt so bad.
Just added like a little barbed wire just to the part where it's not lining right up. Be like, hey, here's
a bow. Just
tie it together.
Tie it together and
make it connect, please. Please.
It's just like.
Tattoos are fucking terrifying.
Did Machine Gun Kelly like tattoo over all of his tattoos?
He did a blackout. Yeah.
All right.
Well, wait. He did? He did a black where
whole arm, both arms, his chest. I think he's got like a tiny little cutout that's
looks
not
like he's wearing like
oh my God.
Yeah, he almost looks like he's wearing like a.
Oh, I didn't know he did that. Yeah. Holy shit.
And it looks all right.
He better be careful. That's damn near close. Mm. That's damn near close.
That would suck so bad.
Like, what, getting that much ink on you?
Just sitting there for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I got a tattoo once, and he was showing me a video where they had, like, a tattoo artist on his back.
Oh.
And they put you out. You're asleep.
Oh, my God.
They'll
put
you out.
That would be the way to do it, though. I would rather go to sleep and wake up, and it's just done.
Done, yeah. That's what they do. Dude, imagine just, like, that many tattoo artists on you.
Can your body handle that? Like, that much ink and that much, like, skin trauma in so many different places? Ugh. It seems like my body, like, I would just get sick after it because your body was like, what did we just go through?
Yeah,
it's not a normal thing.
Definitely a lot. But, again, I mean, it's done. You do it. But, oh, God, I feel like you're...
The removal sucks though. It is way worse than getting the tattoo, and the fact that like I'm having to do it over and over and over and over, I'm just like, I'm getting really frustrated now.
Yeah,
because you're going through the pain of it every time. It feels like hot, just rubber bands just snapping over on your skin, just pop, 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 pop.
Just bit by bit, just and chipping away.
But you've gone so far now where you're like, I have to complete it.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by like tattoo parlors and stuff, like stay in business. I'm like, how many people getting tattoos like every day?
Yeah.
And they're always, but it's like enough.
My guy, he's getting booked every day.
Wow.
Booked every day. And he makes a lot of money. He does a lot of.
You're like a famous tattoo artist. Oh, yeah.
People yeah. Like, the thing, he's incredible. He'll come over. We don't even have anything ready. The day of draws it out.
Yeah.
The ideas go back and forth, draws it out, does the tattoo, and he's gone in like 4 hours. And it'll be a big tattoo. I'm like, that's why he gets booked every day, because he does last minute shit. He's good. And it looks like he spent 8 hours on it, but he's done in 3. Yeah. And it heals nicely. I went to this other dude for the... I hope he doesn't watch this. I went to the other dude.
Are you talking about that one?
Yeah, I was. I got all these tattoos done.
Did you see his?
By Justin, right? He does all my tattoos. And then I decided to go to this other guy for one. And I don't know why I did. And I got fucking punished. I got punished. He did my tattoo. It got infected. And the entire tattoo got fucking ruined.
Oh.
It looks so bad and ugly.
No way.
It looks so bad. And when you look at all of them and look at that one, you're like, that one definitely was done by somebody else. And
are you going to cover it, or what do you think?
I don't know. Maybe I could do it because it's lighter.
You
than
should
the other.
Remove it.
I feel like removing it would probably be smarter for that one. But it just sucks because I just got it. But I wonder if
you should start.
But do you know what I mean? Do you think it removes it quicker because I just got it?
No. So the older your tattoo is, the weaker it is.
Oh,
so,
the ease. Oh, shit. Okay.
So it is easier to remove an older tattoo, but that one is so... Luckily, he messed it up, but it's light. It's yeah. not like he... Like, these that I had that I'm removing are deep and dark.
Yeah.
That at least isn't that bad.
Yeah, no,
that
it's not. It's really light compared to the other ones.
And honestly, that one is so light. The reason it looks so bad is because it looks like there wasn't... He didn't do enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's like kind of like faded to... It lost the detail.
Uh-huh.
That would be way easier to remove than these ones.
Yeah.
You should try going to the spot that I go to.
But Justin was also saying that he could fix it and make it look much better, but like, I just don't even want it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's been tampered with. It's been poisoned.
Yeah.
You know?
It's easy. You know it could go... You know it can be removed.
Can you give me a discount?
No, I can't get you a discount, but if you sign up and you do the package for the unlimited, you'll get the discount.
Oh, okay, cool. I brought so many people in to get a hair transplant with my guy, and I didn't get nothing out of it.
But you are getting, he is getting a third hair transplant.
Oh my gosh, another?
And that one, he's bringing the forehead down to here. Super. That way, when it does start receding in the future, it'll start bringing it back to here.
I'm going
to
look like fucking Mariah in about a year. I'm going to be full.
Yeah, yeah. Just luscious full locks.
Luscious. I'm going to be bald over here. Over here, bald. The
he just,
front
he
is
just
all
keeps
that matters.
Taking it from back here and just pulling this all the way
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be.
But I'm possibly getting a free one, but we'll see.
Okay. In this country?
I don't know. He has to do it in space.
We'll see. The follicle, the transfer of the follicle yeah. is actually much better up in space.
Yeah, it's just like they're pulling it out of thin air.
Holding space for my hair plugs. No, we got it.
You should film that one again.
I should go live on Twitch for my whole surgery. They get to see full on like my head being opened.
I'd watch it.
Can you show surgery?
Are you allowed to show
Twitch?
That on Twitch?
Mm-hmm.
On
like certain services? That's against their code of conduct.
With the shit that I've seen on there, I don't know, man.
Okay.
I feel like you get away with a lot on there.
I think you'd be okay.
I don't know. Heath and I were on our way to dinner last night, and we are on the highway, and we're exiting off the highway, and all of a sudden this Amazon truck cuts us off so bad. So bad. It was like, I turned out. Good luck, everybody. It was really, really bad. She cuts right in front of us. We're like, holy shit. Heath slams a horn. I was like, oh shit. Like, that was a really like, bad call that she made.
I was getting off. I'm in the exit lane. It's one solid right. lane to get off. All of a sudden, the big Amazon one comes flying over and like right in front of me. I like slammed the brakes, hit the horn. I was like, oh my. I was like, we almost just got.
Yeah,
I was scared because
it was like close enough. It was close enough where like Heath had a reaction. It was like, I was like, what the? And my head was like, okay. There's times where like you get a little cut off. You're not really looking because it's not that bad. But this one was like, you have to see who's driving that fucking shit. Like that was bad.
Matt, I told you I do the thumbs down, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So, like we pulled up. I'm at the light. I knew they were gonna look over at me because like they wanted to see who they just like cut off. Like it was just I was just like this. I was like.
Like this.
Down. I did like a sassy thumbs down.
I see her reaction go like this. And I'm like, oh God.
Oh, she recognizes us. So then I'm like, I roll my window down to like make sure she's not like freaking out or anything. So I put my window down and I was like, baby, you almost kill me. And like I tried to like just so like she didn't feel too bad about it.
Yeah.
But it was like really funny the fact that like her reaction was just like,
out of all people.
And like, I didn't want to be like,
yeah.
Make her feel like it was just a really funny exchange.
Say what she said though about blaming.
Oh yeah. She
don't
was like,
blame me.
She was like, Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Don't sue me, sue Amazon.
Don't sue me, sue Amazon.
Sue Amazon.
I was like, I'm coming after you, girl. And we just had a really funny laugh about
She's
it.
She's listening
it just,
to this right now on her drive.
Oh, probably.
It was so funny.
It was really, really funny.
You almost killed me. It was close.
Yeah, it was really close. It was a bad call.
Oh, man.
But it was really funny. But it's also really funny, too, because, like, I have not been in that truck for a long time.
Big Red.
We were in a Big Red.
Oh, yeah.
So it like seeing Heath and I in Big Red after all those years, probably really just like, what?
Oh my
gosh.
That's
true.
She couldn't believe
her
eyes.
I've been in that truck in literally like 4 years.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Should have beat her ass.
We should have stole the packages.
We should have run in front of her.
She was trying to get that same day delivery, trying to make that happen.
You probably get
to get there
good,
all the time.
You probably get some good shit off that Amazon truck too. At least two of the boxes are good.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are kind of like, you know, socks and just like random weird shit.
I've always wanted to go to those like, what are they called? Like those bin places where it's like unclaimed packages that mm-hmm. haven't been opened, and you can like get a bunch of like maybe Amazon stuff, but they never
really
been opened. Yeah. Like they never got delivered
Where's
to the right
that
person.
At?
You got to hunt
have
them down.
Everywhere, but like,
and you got to wait in line. It's like a whole big like thing.
But it's free.
You pay, I don't know if it's done by weight. I know that there may be like certain bins that are like $5 a pound or whatever, and you just pick up random packages, you go home and you see what you got.
Oh, that's so you don't cool. you don't see what it is until
yeah, it could be like a really expensive SD card or something,
oh.
or it could be socks. You never know what you're gonna get.
It's kind of like those storage shed.
Like yes,
people.
Like storage war kind of yeah. stuff. It's like basically a mystery box of just unclaimed packages that just got lost in the mail.
Got it.
Yeah.
So what happens in that situation? The person that ordered it gets their money back, and then this package now just becomes a.
Yeah, just like a lost item.
Interesting.
Like, also, sometimes it's like returned items on Amazon, and Amazon's really not going to like resell the package and get it to someone else. So they kind of eat the price, and then they
yeah.
put it back into. Like,
that's what happens when you return something in Amazon. Then I always wonder, like, how does this like that would probably be such a mess trying to return something on Amazon,
and I feel so bad returning the thing. I'm like, hopefully this gets back to the business or whatever. The people who are like, I don't care. They're like,
yeah.
you're good to go. I'm like, all right, that's it.
That's probably where it ends up is right there.
Yeah,
being resold for $5, $10
but
for the box
of gold mines with whatever you find in these things. That's why, like, I heard it sounds like a fun idea, but like, I think you got to wait in line for like 2 or 3 hours
yeah.
to just get in.
It's a fun video idea for sure
yeah.
to see what you like, what you end up with.
Yeah. And I even think you could maybe even buy some like online too, like a whole bunch come to your door and then you open those up. I think you can do that.
You see, I would want to do a little mystery box.
That would be fun.
Little mystery box action.
Uh huh. I still want to do the storage sheds. Like those,
you never know
where you just get to go and you bust the lock on it and you open
yeah.
it up and whatever's inside is yours.
But then you get so much junk too.
Yeah.
Like you gotta like devote your time. That's gotta be like your day job is like doing storage stuff as a hobby. I don't know. You gotta have enough space to bring the junk home.
It's like a Wonder Ball for adults though.
Right. Truly.
There's
it's all about what you
about
think you
knowing.
See on the outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you never know what's really in the back, too.
Heath, remember when I did that mystery box brand deal like seven, eight years ago?
What was it again?
On YouTube?
What was it?
I don't
yes.
know what the name of it was, but we did a whole video and it, you know, it was good. The thing is you play the game and you're winning, but you like
It was like a scam. Was it a gambling
it
game?
It was a big scam, but like from our end, we didn't know it was a scam because when we're playing it, we're winning. So because it was on the account that they sent us.
Oh, yes. I remember. Okay.
Yeah. So in my head, I was like, oh, this works. People are going to win a lot. This is great. A mystery box. This seems legit.
I don't think that shit ever arrived, though. I think I won like a little Louis Vuitton like wallet.
Wait, did it? It never arrived?
I don't think so. Well, I was with you. We did it. Maybe it arrived for you, but I never got it.
Oh, no. I think the account that they gave us, I don't think we ever received any product.
We were just showing that we're winning.
But I thought it was real, though. And then we found out very quickly that wasn't real. And I remember immediately, I think it was like a day and a half later, I deleted. I was like, we are deleting this video and that's it.
Yeah, anything that's like a mystery box scam.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to hop into the unwind real quick. If you want to check it out, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling so you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We also do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. And again, it's on patreon.com/Zane and Heath if you want to check it out.
And as always, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again for watching another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. If you made it this far, comment, what do you think?
Fire emoji, because episode is lit.
Three of them, though.
Oh, Heath. Okay. That's crazy.
Just in case. That way we know if somebody wasn't just commenting it already.
And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday.
Birthday.
Got it first.
Toodles.
All right, unwind. We'll see you in a second.
Peace and blessings.
Peace.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.